Politicians of all stripes are spending a lot of time apologizing in Britain these days. The Daily Telegraph newspaper has been printing details of expense claims for members of Parliament, claims that stretch back 4 years. The leaked documents show that some of those lawmakers took advantage of the system to claim thousands of dollars for home renovations and interest on mortgages. But there are many other items, even some rather trivial ones, that have raised the ire of taxpayers. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
For the fourth day in a row, taxpayers are learning the fine details of what MPs are buying with their money. There are big-ticket items, thousands spent to renovate and furnish homes, thousands more to cover municipal taxes and mortgage interest. And then there are the little comforts, the things it seems British politicians can't do without, or at least without having the cost covered by taxpayers.
£2.50 for a Kit Kat chocolate bar, 78 pence for two tins of pet food, 59 pence for a chocolate Santa, £2.50 for eyeliner, £10 for horse manure, 5 pence for an IKEA plastic bag.
And the list goes on. No one is escaping scrutiny, and they know it looks bad. So today, Prime Minister Gordon Brown asked for forgiveness.
And so I want to apologise on behalf of politicians, on behalf of all parties, for what has happened in the events of these last few days.
Among today's revelations are the thousands of pounds opposition MP Alan Duncan claimed for gardening. He says it was for maintenance. Still, Duncan is chastened.
The whole House of Commons, I think, has to apologise for the mess that has arisen. These allowances cannot continue like this. They've got to be replaced or changed or abolished. The House of Commons is in such a mess, these allowances have got to stop. I've been calling for this allowance to go for years.
But that didn't stop him from taking advantage of it himself. The fact is, the politicians were working within the system, but they're acutely aware that defence doesn't look too good under the glare of publicity. Opposition lawmaker David Willetts claimed the equivalent of about $150 to have workmen replace 25 light bulbs in his home.
I know that the image of me not being able to turn a light bulb is one that people will read in the Telegraph today. That isn't quite the truth. The truth is that we had problems with the electrics in our house.
Government MP Tony Wright says he's fed up with hearing his colleagues claim they were acting within the rules.
I think if the great British public hear that trotted out one more time, they will reach for their collective sick bag. It is the most extraordinary thing. I think we haven't had anybody yet, despite all these disclosures, who simply said, look, yes, I behaved badly, owned up, I did wrong.
Well, the apologies are flowing from all sides now, but it's not enough to quell the public's fury. The subject has dominated chat shows, and Gordon Brown's apology isn't going down too well.
They've taken us all for a huge ride, and I don't want them just to say sorry today. There must be accountability, immediate repayment, and the due process of law.
I think deep down, although he won't say it, I think he's more sorry by the fact that these MPs have been found out. They've been finally exposed for what they are.
The newspaper that's delivering the details is promising more and more and more in the days to come. The editor refuses to say whether he paid a government bureaucrat to get at the files, but that seems to matter little to a public already grumbling about generous payments to bankers and banks in these difficult times. Now the country's politicians, not all that popular to begin with, are competing for the dubious honor of being the most disliked people in Britain. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.